bird note. Crows play many roles in human cultures, from ominous tricksters to sacred purveyors of wisdom. But for much of American history, the social stigma around crows lent itself to a more pejorative meaning, says attorney and playwright Alice T. Crow.
The crow is a very beautiful creature, very knowledgeable, very intelligent. But in the context of the system of racism, the crow is black, is ugly, is something to be feared. And so the word crow was used to describe color.
When Alice began looking into her family's history with the Crow surname, she discovered a deep historical connection between the racist symbology of Jim Crow and the negative image of these birds in many Western cultures.
We were called crows, and the image of the crow lynched upside down was used to intimidate us.
Yet, in some West African societies, crows symbolize wisdom and inspired dances. And while they were appropriated and mocked by the Jim Crow caricature, Alice doesn't let this taint her outlook on the bird.
Crows look at each other and they see beauty. They don't see ugly. They don't see something to be mocked. They look at each other and they love themselves. And I think that's something that we can learn from their behavior.
To learn more about Alice and her documentary project, Our Name is Crow, go to our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ade Ben-Salahuddin.
That was Velveteen with Sunborn, and then up next we have from Venice, Italy, Glazy Haze with the song Hold My Hand. And then I found this artist, Solia, that was recommended to me on Spotify. So she's 19 years old, and she's based in Texas. She has an incredible voice and overall very, like, haunting sound. But it seems like she actually has quite a bit of following, and I think she's on tour right now. But there's an entire Solia Wiki website dedicated to her, including a list of her pets and personal anecdotes. And I'm currently waiting to hear back, actually, about an interview soon with her, which is very exciting. And then I also have an interview scheduled with Piskiss, who is an artist from LA, on Sunday, so I'm very excited about that. I'm going to be doing a feature profile on him sometime after I release the interview and profile on Etty. I should also note about Etty that she's going to be sending me some unreleased stuff as well to play alongside her EP. Very, very exciting stuff. And then after Solia, we have Daydream Twins with the song Wonderlost, followed by Sungaze, which is a husband and wife band from Ohio. And then the last song of the hour today is going to be Like I Say, Runaway by Niloufer Yanya off of her 2024 album Method Actor.
We'll be right back. This is Bird Note. Some birds spend most of their lives on the open ocean, only coming to land when it's time to breed. These high sea specialists are called pelagic birds, and the best way to see them for yourself is by setting sail. Pelagic birding tours and whale watching cruises are a great way to experience oceanic species in their element. These voyages often begin with the raucous calls of gulls, terns, and pelicans that frequent coastlines. But just a few miles offshore, these species give way to true maritime marvels like jaegers, also called skuas. These dark, gull-like birds are fearsome hunters and skilled thieves who use their aerial prowess to snatch fish from other animals. Even further out to sea, petrels, shearwaters, and albatrosses make life on the wind look like a breeze. They sport tubular structures above their bills that help them excrete salt from seawater and navigate by smell. Their long pointed wings are perfect for gliding vast distances with minimal effort. Keep an eye out for dainty seafarers too, like the robin-sized red falcon.